Was it Levi, Joseph, Benjamin, or Judah? Genesis 35 and 18 has our correct response. And if you said, who was Benjamin? You would be correct. Who was Benjamin? Coming up, coming at you in the 10 o'clock hour, we've got more music that will just really exhilarate you. Plus, we've got birthdays and anniversaries next hour. And at the top of the hour, Pastor Stanley Mathis and Paradise Ministries from the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. All of that just ahead. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
What a mighty God we serve. You know, God consistently has a way of confirming things over and over again. And you know, I was sitting there listening to that song, and I was thinking about what God had said in His Word. And when I think about the greatness of God, you'll understand how prophetically God is moving, not only in this place, but in this ministry. Yes. Yes. Because I had no idea what y'all was going to sing today. But when you see what my text is about, and you understand what the message is about, there's absolutely no way that I could have been in line with them. I've been gone all the week. Just got in on Thursday. But somehow, I'm preaching what you were singing about. And so God has a way. You know, I shared with you that God says, I'm increasing your faith. And the faith is, whatever you ask me for, I will give to you. And when you reach out by faith, I will move mountains on your behalf. And so I believe in everything that the Lord is doing. And I don't even doubt. I just go ahead and walk through doors and through valleys and know that the Lord is still with me. So Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for what you have set, affirmed, what you have declared, and most of all, what you have decreed. And now, Father, we look now to you for complete control. Control over not only this worship service, but control over the things that I will say and expound according to your prophetic word. And now, Father, we pray by your power, your eternal grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Renew life, Heavenly Father. Renew strength, dedication, commitment to you, that I may do those things that would edify you and glorify the kingdom. But most of all, Heavenly Father, renew hope, power, commitment, and dedication within this place, that we will be the men and women that you called us to be, as we honor and glorify your holy and righteous and gracious name. Now, Father, we thank you for another time of celebrating the name of Jesus. A time, Heavenly Father, set from the very foundation of the world. A time, Heavenly Father, that you, Heavenly Father, saw. And now, Father, we pray that you would bless your word, that your word would go forth and be fruitful in the hearts of your people. We pray this now in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. And all God's children said amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, Reverend Mathis is back for a little while. I've been gone for a couple of weeks almost, but we're grateful for the opportunity of coming back. And those that are listening by radio, certainly we're grateful for your continuous support as well. There's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalms 45. And I'm going to read until I stop. The 145th Psalm. And when you have found it, say amen. And if you need more time, say wait a minute. The 145th Psalm, where these words which are recorded, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak to the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all who that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and steadfast, and satisfy steadfast. The desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. But all the wicked will be destroyed. Thy mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Church, say amen. I want to use our topic this morning from the 145th Psalm. It's all about you. It's all about you. This can be taken in two contexts or two ways. It can be personal, it's all about you, or it can be divine, it's all about the maker, creator. And David, who is the author of this text, is sharing with us, it's all about God. It's all about God. And that makes it personal. As he began to share what God has done in his life and through his life, not only through trials and tribulation, but good times and bad times. But it also talks about how this divine God, a God who sees and who is over all things, has personally blessed each and every one of us according to his divine purpose for our life, but he has blessed us according to his riches and glory. And so, as I think about God and all that he has done and all that he is, my mind cannot comprehend God's greatness, for it is all about you, God. For his greatness goes far beyond my finite mind. My finite mind, my thoughts, I cannot comprehend because I am limited in the scopes of what God can do and what God has done. But most of all, I cannot understand everything concerning the power, the sovereignty, the will, and the purpose and the plan that God has for each and every one of us. For our God is great. Our God is powerful. Our God is creative and eternal. For he is from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He is called Yahweh Adonai and Jehovah. And men wrestle over the name of God, but he is Lord and Lord. He is King of kings. In Genesis, we are told that in the beginning, God created. So in the beginning, God, who is a self-existent one, and because of God, there is nothing before him. There is nothing that was established before him. God established everything. God has performed all the works that is designed and needed. For God is undefinable. For he is God alone. He is God, the creator, sustainer of all things. For it was all about you, God. As I think about God, John 4 and 24 states, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In that statement, my brothers and sisters, God shared something concerning how we are to worship him. In that statement, he tells us how we are to embrace a relationship with him. It is God who set the parameters, and it is God who set the condition concerning how he is to be worshiped and praised. Now, we who are creatures here sometimes try our very best to worship him, but God said, I need you to worship me by the way I have already prescribed it. I need you to worship me in spirit and in truth. And God, never lose sight of who you and I are. No matter what happens to each and every one of us in life, no matter what trials or setbacks, no matter what loss we may encounter, the Lord never lose sight of us, because in Psalm 138:14 it states that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has a vested interest in you and I. But Genesis 1:26 said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are made in the image of God. And an image is spiritual. That image has never been about a physical position, but a spiritual one. And if we are fearfully and wonderfully made, then our image should be a reflection of the one who we are made in the image of. The human body, my brothers and sisters, is the most complicated and remarkable body that we can conceive. For God meticulously made it that way. Wonderfully made, so delicate and exquisitely made that the slightest accident may impair or destroy some of those parts.